know what? I have something to say. Okay, 3 years in a row, Big Fatty has had this huge, like, storytelling
thing. Extravaganza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he has different podcasters, like, I don't know who puts it together, but they never fucking invite me to be on it. Like, it's like a story, and all these podcasters are on it.
Right.
3 years, I haven't been asked to be on it.
Aw.
I don't know what the fuck that's about. But well, next year, somebody better fucking ask me, and Julian too.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know what? Since I don't listen to Big Fatty, as he says on his show, so...
He listens, Big Fatty.
I just listen. To let you know. Exactly. I just don't have time to call in.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I don't know who puts it together.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3517. The BFO for Thursday, the 29th of July, 2021. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. A little show. Y'all, I've had a very, very busy day, and I'm going to tell you all about it. Big Fatty. Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, I hope you were standing because y'all, that was the Faroe Islands national anthem. Y'all, it is St. Olaf's Day, and Big Fatty, is that the snowman from the Frozen? No. No, this is the Faroe Islands version of Independence Day or something like that. Along those lines, y'all, it's very popular with the lesbians, because the Lesbeterians love to get involved in the rowing. Big Fatty, that's like the Olympics. Well, you know, I don't know. I don't know if the Faroe Islands are even represented in the Olympics, but it's probably worth checking out. And a special salute to everybody's favorite resident of the Faroe Islands. Y'all, that, of course, is none other than Miss Kim Beva. Music, it's true. I recorded late last evening because I had dinner, of course, with my neighbors. Y'all watch some of the Olympics on the TV machine. Actually, y'all, I take that back. Y'all, you know, I couldn't get the TV machine to work, and y'all, I couldn't figure it out, and y'all, then it hit me. Big Fatty, are you okay? Yeah, no, I mean, it came to me. Oh, well, it was, are you okay? Well, yeah, I mean, I figured it out. Oh, okay. y'all, I realized that in my TiVo machine was the cable cord, and that let the cable company know that to allow the signal through. And y'all, that's why you have to have a separate adapter on each TV TV machine that you have. Well, y'all, without the cable cord, the signal wasn't allowed to come through. It wasn't unscrambled to come through to the TV machine. So, y'all, I undid the one on the TV in the live chamber, and y'all came out and hooked it up to the TV machine in the living room, and y'all, voila! Voila! It worked! And y'all, I was real proud of myself for figuring that out. And so after I did that, then I watched some of the Olympics in Love Island. Y'all, they're just raunchy over there on Love Island. And y'all, that's why we love it. y'all, headed to bed about the regular time, and had just a little bit of trouble falling asleep, but I eventually went. Now I take that back, y'all. I while I was laying there in in the live chamber, y'all, I got a message from a long-time listener saying, Herbert Craddy, you fucked up the ending of your little show for Tamari. And, y'all, we all know who that is. Moose P. That Moose P, you know, he's got the secret code. He's got the secret code and goes in and listens. He says, Big Fatty, you forgot to talk at the end of the little show. And I said, thank you for calling. And y'all, I laid there and I went, oh, I'm so tired. I don't think I'm going to. And y'all, then the more and more I laid there, the less and less I slept. And I said, well, to hell with it. And I got up. And I recoded it, and I re-uploaded it. Y'all, I couldn't get it to I couldn't get it to work at first, so I had to try two or three different times to try to get it to work. But y'all, success, and you never would have known that there was an error, except that Big Fatty just told you. Big Fatty, y'all got up on hump day morning. Y'all, it's dark. It's dark again, and woke up around, I don't know, it was about 6:30 a.m. in the morning, which was good because, you know, without the TiVo, I can't record Miss Gayle King, so I have to watch her live. And, y'all, I got up, and I TT'd y'all, and it I'd gotten a little message on my Apple clock saying, "Hey, Rick, ready? It's gonna start raining." And so y'all, I TT'd and y'all, and then around the villa here, I just wear lounging shorts and a T-shirt, and y'all, so I put on my shorts and my T-shirt and went out and got the newspaper. And y'all, I came back in and, I said, started the coffee and I said, all right, well, I guess I'll make up the bed. And y'all, I went in and I turned the light on in the love chamber, and y'all, my pants were on inside out. Hey! Y'all, the pocket, I looked down and I went, what the hell? Y'all, the pockets were hanging out of the front, and y'all, it was dark, and I didn't see what I couldn't see what I was doing. And, y'all, I evidently just put them on inside out. Big Fatty, so now you got racing stripes on both sides. Well, anyway. But, anyway, y'all, it was raining. Y'all, I was not able to get in my nipple walk in the morning. However, that did give me time to organize the cords in preparation of the arrival of the new TiVo. And y'all, it's much nicer now. Y'all, it took some time to get those cords untangled and kind of wrapped up and things like that. And y'all, I'm real pleased with the way it turned out. And y'all, then I came into to the recording studio here, and y'all, I had I had like bank statements and all kinds of stuff about the Social Security and the Medicare and everything. And I have a loose leaf notebook that I save that kind of stuff in. I've got one for each of those things. Big Fatty, the old people love to have a notebook collection. It's true. And y'all, I went through and I threw out, you know, I keep like the current year of bank statements and stuff like that. And so I went and threw out, well, y'all, I shredded them. Y'all, I emptied the shredder twice. Twice, I tell you. But y'all, it felt so nice to get all that done. And y'all, after that, I got up and got my share. And then it was off. I was off to the famous toastery to have brufkas. With Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. Y'all, I had the brufka sandwich again, but I had it with the country ham. Big Fatty, it is not spelled C-U-N-T. It is not. And, y'all, it was delicious. It truly was delicious. And, y'all, I'm still full from it right now. But after that, I went to the Mons East. Yes, Big Fatty! Can you hear that? Yes, we hear it, y'all. As a new hump day, went to the Von's East. Y'all, I didn't think I needed much, but y'all, I had some coupons and all that were going to be expiring at the end of the month, and this is the last senior citizen shopping day of the month. Y'all, they've got they had these crackers that, you know, like the Triscuits and the Wheat Thins, but they're called the Rice Thins or something like that, and y'all, they had them in a salt and pepper flavor, and y'all, I had a coupon that if you bought two, you got $1 off, and y'all, so they were two for $5, so I got it two for $4. Thought I'd just try those, you know, because, you know, Durwood doesn't like the carbs. Y'all, they had the cashews and honey roasted cashews and peanuts on sale, so buy one get one free. Got one of each of those. Y'all, they had my toothpaste on sale, so I got a tube of that. Y'all, I do use the Flonase to kind of keep the post-nasal drip from happening. It's the generic, you know, from the Von's East. Y'all, they had the two-pack of that for a pretty good price, so I I got that. Y'all, I had a coupon for this heat. It's heat in a pouch, Rice-A-Roni thing. And y'all, I was waiting for it to go on sale, but it never went on sale, but I had a coupon, so I I used it. Y'all, I got a couple more bags of those chocolate-covered peanuts. young Jonathan likes those, so I got a couple of bags of that. Y'all got me a half a dozen of eggs. Y'all, they had the bird's eye riced cauliflower buy one get one free. Got a couple of those. Y'all, I got me another package of the cube steak because y'all, I looked at the package I bought, and y'all, it's just two little bitty pieces and it cooks down, so I got another package that had three kind of medium sized pieces. Y'all, they had these they were called to-go wings that you cook in the air fryer from the Foster Farms. And so, y'all, I got a package of that. I had a coupon for that. Y'all, the Caesar Solids were on sale. Got a couple of those. Got some grapes. And y'all, I spent $63.52, but I saved $29.13. Yes, be ready! Now, y'all, this is one of my favorite Crema songs. It's from one of those Hallmark CDs that they used to do every year. And, y'all, this one is Julie Andrews with The Sounds of Crema. Thank you.
sound of friendly footsteps crunching through the newly fallen snow. The sound of children giggling with delight. The sound
Big Fatty, don't forget to record the ending today. I'm right on it today. Right on it. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely St. Olaf's Day. I know Miss Beaver will probably post some information about the Faroe Islands and their participation in the Olympics. If she qualified for the Lesbeterian rowing team, Big Fatty, don't they row the long boats? Yeah, kind of like a Viking. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard J.C. Markle and Big Ricky from the old days of the Stinky Orangutans.
I don't know who puts it together.
Well, we know it wasn't you, Big Ricky. As you say, you're just the pretty one. Oh, Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.